So our text for this morning's meditation comes to us from our epistle reading we heard a few moments ago from Philippians, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. So our text, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are almost to the end of the church year. The end of the church year now, which we will come to next Sunday, the Sunday before Thanksgiving Day. The Sunday of the fulfillment is what it's called. On that Sunday, next Sunday, we will celebrate the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the last day of history, on the last day of the world, to visibly judge the living and the dead, and usher in his eternal visible reign, Christ's eternal reign among all those who believe in him. That day, the last day, it will be a glorious day. It will be a wondrous day. It will be an awesome day as that for which we have awaited the redemption of our bodies as well with our souls. It will be completed. And from that moment on, we'll live in utter perfection. We'll live in constant peace. We'll live in perpetual joy and perpetual love forever from that moment on. Now, that's next Sunday, that celebration. But this Sunday, the 22nd Sunday after Trinity, this Sunday is all about how God, our loving Heavenly Father, is preparing us. He's preparing us even now, this moment, for that last day, for the return of Christ, by continuing to do within us what our text calls a good work. So let's hear our text again. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Now that is, to be honest, a wonderful way to think about our life in Christ, to think about our Christian life, our day-to-day living in Christ, and that is to think about our existence from moment to moment to moment as God himself working within us, as the Holy Spirit making us more and more holy, keeping us through faith in Jesus himself, working within us as we have become members of his body, the one holy Christian and apostolic church. To put another way, God, by his grace, by his undeserved love for us, is working within us constantly, with the goal of making us ready, not just in soul, but in body as well, for the return of Jesus on the last day. And God is doing this by making us more and more like Jesus himself. That's the good work which he has begun in us. That's the good work which he has begun in us. That is the good work of God which began when we were baptized into him, and then has continued as we are fed and nourished with the very word of God daily, just like the food we eat. And then even the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which we receive. Of course, we in our frailty would think of our Christian faith in another way. It's kind of a confession, a set of beliefs that we hold to and live by. And we hold to and we live by these beliefs in the face of the world, and the devil, and our flesh, which seek to tear us from those beliefs, to discredit them and to ridicule them, so that we, in confessing Christ, we're seen to be fools before the world, and even worse, before our friends and family. It's not that Christian faith is not that. It is. But it's more than that. It's more than just our confession before the world, our confession of faith in Jesus. For our confession of faith in Jesus is not faith itself, but that which flows from faith. The faith that is being worked within us by the Holy Spirit. That is, by the good work of God within us. Now, more than a week ago, as both my wife and I underwent surgical procedures at the same time, different rooms, I guess. We underwent surgical procedures, and as we both have been recovering since with medicines and bandages and therapies, as all this was going on, I had to think about what was going on within each of us individually. The healing going on in each of us. Healing and betterment and improvement taking place even though we ourselves really have nothing to do with it. The healing process is what the nurses and doctors called it. The healing process in which medicines and therapies work along with what is already going on in our bodies all by itself. Challenging is the time involved. Challenging is the weight. Challenging is the process itself, which can seem to be so very slow with both successes and failures and advances and setbacks, hopeful moments and moments of utter frustration, and yet something is happening within us. Something good is happening. Something beneficial. We are getting better. And better, perhaps, than we even were before. And looking forward in hope, we're thinking, my wife and I, that we'll feel better even yet. Now, anyone who has gone through some sort of surgery or has broken a leg or an arm or had some sort of wound that's been stitched up knows the drill here. And that being so, by going through such an experience, you've gained insight to the Christian life lived as we await for the return of Christ. The Christian life lived in which a good work is being done within us daily by God Himself. The Christian life lived in which much time is involved and waiting. The Christian life lived which can seem to be so very slow with both successes and failures, advances and setbacks, hopeful moments and moments of utter frustration. And yet in Christ, living in Christ, something good is happening within us. Now what is it? What is that good thing? It's an increase in faith. It's an increase in faith, in which we more and more and more learn to trust our Lord and Savior Jesus and live daily in that trust, believing the words He's spoken to us, and so living by them. In our Old Testament reading, for example, we heard about how our life in Christ ultimately is one in which we do justice. That is, we live righteously, and we love kindness, and we also then walk humbly with our Savior. In the Gospel reading, the issue is one of forgiveness, of daily forgiving all those around us, all of those in our lives, of daily forgiving so many little things. And forgiving because our Father in heaven has forgiven each and every one of us, each and every one of us for all of the things we have done, for all of the things we have done throughout our entire lives. Question posed there in the Gospel reading was simple, reading, if I, your loving Heavenly Father, can forgive you for the millions of things that you've done wrong, the millions of things, can you not forgive your neighbor for the one thing he has done to you? Our capacity to forgive, it's the work of the Holy Spirit, the good work of the Holy Spirit within us. So when we struggle to forgive, we're not having a personality crisis as much as we are fighting against the Holy Spirit of God. Now, what does that look like? What's that fighting against the Holy Spirit of God look like? Well, you know, when my wife and I were discharged from the hospital, we were each given a couple of pieces of paper. a couple of pieces of paper upon which were written instructions. Instructions for continuing to do what we should do in order to promote the healing that was already going on within our bodies. You guys know the drill here too. Those instructions can include directions for use of medication, warnings about sudden movements and strenuous exercise, and encouragement to do a number of things that really need to be done for success. In other words, even though we had gone through surgery and we were healing and continuing to heal each day, we could actually work against the good work going on within us. Work against the healing mechanism in our body. Work against what the doctors and nurses had done, and in so doing, hinder our healing, or even in the long run, prevent it from taking place. Well, that's exactly what we do when we struggle to forgive. That's exactly what we do when we treat our neighbor unfairly. That's exactly what we do when we cannot bring ourselves even to be kind to someone in the simplest way. That's exactly what we do when we live a life of pride and arrogance and haughtiness. And our epistle reading adds to that list of what not to do to work against the good work going on within us. The epistle reading adds abandoning knowledge, laughing at discernment, and so approving in this life by what we say and do that which is not excellent in any way in this world. Holy Spirit, after all, it's working within us to heal us spiritually so that we from day to day to day begin to produce the fruits of righteousness which comes to us through faith in Jesus Christ. You see, through faith in Christ, by believing that He's our Savior from sin and forgives our sin, we are daily declared to be righteous and holy before God. That is, we have been given the okay to live daily in this world again by God Himself, and are ready to begin the healing process, a spiritual healing process that will continue until the day of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to go around hugging everyone in some sort of post-summer camp, hippie-esque type fashion. And it also doesn't mean this good work continuing within us from day to day to day. It also doesn't mean that we have to go around and practice some sort of God-speak with others like we hear on Christian radio or on Christian television. What it does mean is that we do not do those things daily that work against the work that is being done within us, hindering the work of the Holy Spirit within us by our pride and arrogance, which would ignore what the Word of God, what the Holy Scripture, what God Himself has to say about the best way to move forward in our lives from moment to moment to moment. How wonderful is it, really, that God is working in us in this way to prepare us for the return of His Son, Jesus, on the last day? How wonderful is it that the Holy Spirit has been sent to us just to do that? How wonderful is it that we have the Lord's care daily in our hearts and souls and minds? How wonderful. Well, it's wonderful beyond measure. Wonderful beyond measure. That's how wonderful it is. And just how wonderful it is, we're going to see in each and every one of us on the last day when Christ returns. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and a life everlasting. Amen. We rise and confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.